Across hundreds of square miles of Texas and Louisiana this evening, crews are searching for what remains of the space shuttle Columbia. Broke apart about 200,000 feet up this morning. That was about 16 minutes before it was scheduled to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. All seven astronauts on board died. Ron Ditmore is the shuttle program manager.
The first indications of a potential problem occurred minutes before 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Ground controllers lost readings from the hydraulic sensors in the left wing. And then a few minutes later, there were several other problems. A loss of tire pressure in the left tires and structural heating. At least that's what the sensors said. Still, Ditmore says no one yet knows what really happened.
I have to caution you that we cannot yet say what caused the loss of Columbia. It's still very early in our investigation, and it's going to take us some time to work through the evidence, the analysis, and clearly understand what the cause was.
Today, President Bush phoned the families of the astronauts, and then he expressed the nation's condolences in a nationally broadcast speech. He praised the bravery of the Columbia's crew.
These astronauts knew the dangers, and they faced them willingly, knowing they had a high and noble purpose in life. Because of their courage and daring and idealism, we will miss them all the more.
President Bush speaking today at the White House. We want to begin this hour by getting up to date on the latest details on the investigation, such as they are. And joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, I know it's too early to really know what caused the accident, but NASA did give a lot of information today, right?
They gave a surprising amount of information, Steve. I think we're accustomed in these circumstances to have government agencies give us a couple sentences and then say you'll just have to wait until more information is available. And that's how most plane crashes go. I think NASA recognized that they had to say more this time. What they said was that basically the shuttle was on a flight path to make a normal landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this morning, supposed to land a little after 8 Central Standard Time this morning. It was beginning to enter the atmosphere. It was at about 200,000 feet above the Earth's surface, still traveling very fast, 12,000 miles an hour. Then those anomalous sensor readings came that you alluded to. Basically, they said they weren't really getting sensor data from the left wing and from the tire. It wasn't clear whether there was a problem there or whether the information had stopped sending. And they received the last message from the shuttle itself was an acknowledgement from the crew saying, yes, we're seeing this anomalous sensor reading, and then the transmission stopped. And soon thereafter, television cameras caught the images of the shuttle breaking into several pieces in the sky over Texas and Louisiana. And as you said, the debris is scattered over miles and miles of those states.
Something like this happens, Larry, and of course people go back over the preceding hours, days, weeks, and they look at events that maybe didn't seem that important at the time, and they suddenly may take on a new importance. Can you tell us a little bit about this mishap that happened on the liftoff of the Columbia some days ago?
Well, a lot of us don't pay a lot of attention to shuttle flights because they've become so routine, but there was something that happened during the January 16th liftoff of the shuttle. A piece of insulating foam from the external fuel tank broke off and hit the left wing and might have done some damage to one of the tiles that are supposed to protect the shuttle from the severe heat of reentry. NASA investigated this. They looked at the images that they had and decided that this basically wasn't a problem. In fact, I think it was just a day ago that they made a pronouncement saying, we don't think this is a big problem. Now they're beginning to rethink this. And I think they were very open in the news conference that they're wondering, this is the one thing that they have that would give them cause to re-examine that decision. But, you know, it's also possible that it was something completely different than this tile breaking off. We also don't know whether these sensor readings were caused by something else, some other problem that the shuttle had, or whether they, in fact, were the cause of the disaster. But we do have something to think about, and I think that's what people want right now is just some kind of indication.
Well, now, what happens now with all these bits of data? How do investigators move forward?
There's going to be multiple commissions looking into this. NASA will investigate the cause of the accident. There will be outside investigators from the Navy, the Air Force. The House Science Committee is going to conduct its own investigation, and there's a formation formation of an independent committee. We had the Rogers Commission that was formed after the Challenger Commission, just to instill confidence by the public that this is not a NASA investigating itself and possibly hiding mistakes that they made. But it could take a very long time.
And we have to remember briefly, there are three astronauts who watched this tragedy, or learned about it anyway,
right,
in space, or the International Space Station. They're frequently supplied by the shuttles. How are they affected by
this? Well, this is one of the rare space shuttle missions that did not go to the International Space Station. The shuttle has been spending most of its time delivering new construction materials and pieces to the ISS, as it's called. This time they just went up on a pure science mission. The next shuttle mission in March was supposed to rotate that crew out, that is, bring the people who are up there down and then send three new astronauts up. That will not happen. There are other ways they can bring those three astronauts down, or they can simply resupply them. There's actually a Russian craft with supplies that's supposed to go up tomorrow, I believe, and they have plenty of supplies to go for several more months, so they're not really in any danger.
Larry, thanks.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.